Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
He disguises the toxicity in the beautiful melodies and the harmonies.
As he should.
What is up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Best podcast out.
Number one everywhere, worldwide, global.
We're in that top 100 on the Apple Podcast music category. I'm just saying, just in case you didn't know.
Let them know.
This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we like to keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, music appreciator, music lover, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
It is Thursday, and for some reason, Kodak Black decided to toss $100,000 into the ocean.
He could have tossed it to us, but you know, it's okay.
I'm just saying. Now, while we're talking about money, Megan Thee Stallion is giving away $1 million in stock to help her hotties learn about investing.
Okay.
Also, people are speculating that Jack Harlow was trying to shoot his shot at Saweetie. We'll let you be the judge of that. Also, we got a new G Herbo album on the way, and the track list has been revealed. Plus, there's a new song from Brent Faiyaz and Drake. Let's get down to it. Okay, starting out with Kodak, because I'm just so disappointed. I'm so disheartened.
Our poor baby.
Why? So Kodak decided to toss $100,000 into the ocean after being upset with some members of his Sniper Gang label.
Yep. Kodak Black is having some issues with them. And then like anything Kodak Black does, it always goes on Instagram. And on Tuesdays where he started to basically air out things that's going on with his label, he said, "I ain't signing rappers no more." He screamed with a side eye emoji in a Twitter message that has been since deleted.
Oh, he took it even further though. He said, "F a friendship. I'm on business." He also was basically insinuating that things had gone bad with his artist Jack Boy, who was actually one of his childhood friends and was kind of like the most notable person other than Kodak on the Sniper Gang label.
Right. Yeah. Kodak Black also said about Jack, "Made an M off little Jack," and he also was saying that it took long enough, but that business must be stood on.
So I'm not seeing how any of this ties into him throwing $100,000 in the ocean. So I just need help understanding that part.
Yeah. He had like $290,000 on him and then blew $100,000 into the ocean. And in the video, he captioned it, "I broke you off when them F boys wouldn't give you a dime." He said, "I ain't owe you ish. I just wanted to see you shine. You never gave me ish. I had my own grind." Okay, bars, but you know.
So I'm just having a hard time understanding why any of this, any of his quarrels with his artists and him feeling like his friends betrayed him or there's loyalty issues, business issues, why would he throw the money into the river?
Yeah, is it like
the ocean?
It's like equivalent of like wiping your tears with money. Like, is he trying to show off like it ain't nothing? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but rest in peace to that money. Rest in peace to that $100,000 because we could have done so much with that money, Kodak. Next time, try giving it to the people in need instead of throwing it away uselessly.
Here, the DX Daily podcast could use some upgrades, so we need that 100K.
Come on, man. Moment of silence. Now, let's take it over to people that aren't wasting money and that are doing more productive things with their dollars. Megan Thee Stallion is giving away $1 million in stock to her hotties so they can learn about investing. One time for Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
Keeps raising the bar.
She has partnered with Cash App, and they are going to give away $1 million worth of stock in an effort to kick off an educational video called Investing for Hotties.
Oh, so they're putting out actual curriculum with the money giveaway. I love that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Megan getting her school and college on, so it makes sense for her to be educational and teach and try to help people get into this investing business.
Yeah. Real hot girl shit. Hi, I'm Megan Thee Stallion. You may recognize me from my chart-topping hits, Savage, WAP. You should really recognize me. Today, I want to talk to you about stocks. Buying stocks isn't only for the big players. Anyone can start with as little as $1. Putting in a little money and seeing how it moves is a great way to learn about the stock market and start building up a portfolio. With Cash App, you can buy and sell small pieces of stock called fractional shares and ease your way in nice and slow. You know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, that's okay too.
Oh, God. It's giving me Kanye West workout plan, but for stocks and investing. Like, she's taking you step by step through the process. I love this.
It's a good idea.
This is amazing. Like, I'm over here enthralled in the video. Like, my mind wasn't even on the podcast. I was over here learning about investing.
You better take notes.
I'm about to take the hot girl course for stocks and investing.
You should. Let us know how it goes. If you become a millionaire, billionaire, gotta thank Megan. Gotta thank the hotties.
Come on, Megan. That's amazing. Okay, so like, if people want to get this money or get some of these stocks, how can they get a hold of this? How can they get some of that stock?
What you got to do is you got to go on Megan's latest Instagram post and put your cash tag in the comments for a chance to win. And they also said you can get stocks in these big companies like Microsoft, Peloton, Netflix that are already at like really expensive to buy in or buy stocks already. So if you win this contest or whatever, and Cash App and Megan are helping you basically fund your way to invest, so you can get into some of these big companies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm trying to get some of that Tesla stock, some of that Microsoft, some of that Nike. Like, Megan, what's up? We talking about it on DX Daily. So I feel like it's only right that DX Daily gets some of this stock that they're giving out.
Yeah. I feel like this is a very money hungry episode, Asia. and I love it.
We're asking for everything. We want the money that Kodak threw into the ocean. We want the Cash App stocks. Mm-hmm. We want the hottie stocks. We want it all.
Everything. We can get everything we want to put our mind to.
I feel it. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of feeling things, people are saying that Jack Harlow is feeling Saweetie right now. So let's take it back to the BET Awards that happened this past Sunday. A clip had started circulating where Saweetie was on the red carpet talking to an interviewer, and then Jack Harlow came through and interrupted the interview, and he looked like he was trying to spit a little game. They were calling him Mac Harlow.
Yeah. Mac Harlow is perfect because, I mean, he rolled up on Saweetie, put his hand out, shook her hand, said, "Hi, I'm Jay." And then Saweetie said, "Well, hi, I'm Saweetie." Like, and had a little conversation.
Sounds like a love connection.
I love it.
Because Saweetie wasn't off put by it. She was like, "Oh, I know who you are." And they were just going back and forth a little bit. It didn't look like a shutdown. I'll put it like that.
She didn't look like she curved him. She looked interested to me, at least.
Right. But I heard Jack Harlow came back around and said he was just, you know, making friendly conversation.
Right.
Now, what I think happened is there was a photo of Jack Harlow and Quavo floating around from when they did the Revolt show and they played on the basketball team together.
Oh, yeah.
That picture started floating around, too. So I feel like that kind of made Jack Harlow backtrack. I think he didn't want that Migos straightening. I think he wanted no problems, no smoke with Huncho.
Right.
And then now he's like, "Oh, no, it was just cool."
I think so, too. I mean, I wouldn't want the Migos to get on my bad side or get on their bad side. Like, so I would kind of stay clear, too. But I'm for a Jack Harlow and Saweetie.
I could see that. I don't know. It's like an odd pairing, but it goes together well.
Yeah. Like,
it's unexpected.
He was so smooth with it. And that's why I kind of want him to win. Because, like, he came at her respectful, got the point across, knew when to leave.
Right. And didn't try to overstay his welcome.
Yeah.
In and out.
I like it. So, I mean, even though he said he wasn't trying to shoot his shot, I don't think Saweetie has said like anything about it either, but
right.
I'm hoping maybe, you know, she slid in his DMs just like Quavo has slid in Saweetie DMs.
What would be Jack Harlow's emoji to drop? How Quavo dropped the snowflake emoji,
right,
to tell her that she was icy girl and he was a glacier boy. What would be Jack Harlow's emoji?
I wanted to say like the fried chicken in the sense of Kentucky fried chicken.
I don't think that's a good idea.
That's not a good one, though. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What emoji could he have? We got to get on back onto that.
Because we like to make love connections for people on DX Daily. So I feel like
Yeah, no, we got to think of something for Jack Harlow.
Mm-hmm. And help him out. We got to have his back on this one.
Now, moving along from that, let's get on to some new music. So G Herbo announced his new album, 25. He's got Polo G on this album, Lil TJ, 21 Savage, Gunna. He got Rowdy Rebel up here, and he has his son Yosan on the track list as well.
Hey, okay. Some pretty big names on that one.
Putting the babies on early. Okay, mm-hmm. I see the vision. But yeah, these features, I'm excited about these, especially Polo G, especially Gunna.
Yeah.
And to see what Rowdy Rebel is talking about.
Did he drop a title for the album, or it's just
It's called 25.
Oh, 25. Okay.
And he wrote a very heartfelt Instagram caption when he announced the album. He said, "I got way in the streets so young, I put the hood on my back before I turned 18.
Mm.
I took all that came with this lifestyle, the good, the bad, and the ugly, but I never stopped loving it. I saw my first million off my struggle and my trauma at 21. I had already blew an M in the streets before that, though. I lost more than I ever gained being in the streets and still never complained. Now that I turned hashtag 25, I just grew a little wiser, but I'm still just as passionate about this and everything I believe in. I could go on and on, but I'm not. I'm forever grateful." And more things about the album, but it was real. I could feel the passion through the caption. He wrote it in all caps. He's telling you his life story, and he's basically saying this album is going to be about where my mind state is now that I'm 25.
Yeah, if the caption is that long and intense, then the album's got to be the same energy.
Right. I'm pretty sure some intense energy up here. I mean, you got songs, I Don't Want to Die, Cry No More, Stand the Rain, Top, No Jail Time, Cold World. Like, It seemed like it's going to be some real serious subject matter up here.
Yeah, definitely so. So, and that drops Friday, you said, right?
Mm-hmm, tomorrow. Also, we got some new Brent Faiyaz and Drake right now.
Uh-oh.
We getting Toxic Summer started off the right way, man. Yes. So they have a new song together called Wasting Time. And in this song, they're basically talking about, if you're going to waste time, why not just waste it with me?
Mm.
And when I say Toxic Summer, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm speaking on when I say that.
Yeah. Yeah. The 10,000 building, get your ass an apartment, put you inside a G-Class, that's just a starter kit. Plenty things count in life, but none of them is the thought of it. New piece around my neck, his chess games, cause shorty stay with calculated moves like Beth Harmon. Swear I'm more Purple Rain Prince than Prince Charming. Disappointment, I stay expecting it. The pessimist, gold medalist, flush the magnums just so they not collecting my specimens. Damn.
I'm more Purple Rain Prince than Prince Charming. He's saying he's not about to wine and dine you, okay? That's not what he's here for.
Do they have a pool there? Do they have a gym there? You used to do skincare, but now you do swimwear. Your ex-roommate got a condo that's downtown, but she got no furniture in her crib. I've been there.
Why are you putting her business on Front Street? Telling people she ain't got no furniture in the crib.
Come on, Drake.
It's a Leah record. If I let you talk first and nobody is speaking second, fluent in passive aggression, that's why you acting dismissive. Hearing me out for once will require you actually listen. Damn.
Wow.
The boy is back, I never turn my back. I just slapped them, so now all that they see is my back. Say that damn Maybach Benz with me in the back. When I wasn't accurate, I still couldn't clean up my act. Whenever I tell the truth, you feel like you being attacked. But that come with being attached, so how about we leave it at that?
It's no attachments.
Waste your time, to waste your time with me. You can have all.
The toxicity that Brent comes with, it be so beautiful, so harmonious.
And you don't even know.
He disguises the toxicity in the beautiful melodies and the harmonies.
As he should. You gotta think about how toxic it really is. You gotta listen to it.
Right. So yes, officially out. Thoughts?
I'm liking new Drake anything. So, and especially new Brent anything too. So I like these two together in a chaotic and of course toxic way, but I'm here for it. I mean, we don't get certified lover boy. I'll take this new verse from Drake.
That's my thing. Like, I love the song. I told you, it's the perfect weather for this. Mm-hmm. It's for you to go outside and act up, act the fool, do some questionable things, you know, that could get you broken up with if you're in a relationship, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm just saying that's the vibe the song is giving.
Yeah.
But I'm just still, a part of me is like, okay, Drake, you got time to be doing guest verses for Brent Faiyaz, but you don't got time to put out the album. Come on.
Like, what's the holdup? Your ankle's fine. You're everywhere, but...
Your ACL, your pinky toe, whatever you possibly broken, you had enough time to heal it.
Yeah, you're way good. You're going to Nicki Minaj's house. You like, you seeing her son, her papa bear. Like, where's the album? I'm tired.
What we need. That's what we need. That certified lover boy. And I think this is part of the lead up. You know, he's like, all right, I'm out in these streets. I'm out in LA. I'm showing my face at everybody's everything, which I don't normally do. And now I'm popping up on people's records. All right. Album is next. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I feel it coming. Feel it coming.
All right. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to subscribe to the Hip Hop DX YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.